Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Spend this hour with us learning how you can protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of an extended healthcare situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting long-term care planning options available. As a certified long-term care planning specialist, Brian Ott will help you make sense of your options. Now, here's your host of Long-Term Care Radio, Brian Ott.
You know, last week I was going over an asset-based plan with a client that we had just finished up, and we were delivered the policy. And when we deliver the policy, we create a little cheat sheet, kind of a little one-pager that tells them, you know, what they have, and the idea is they can scan that out and get it to their family and friends so everybody knows that they're covered. And we send that along with the state guarantee trust information and the policy and this nice little envelope, send it out to them. And so I was going over with Tim and his wife, Jennifer, and they were just elated to have the plan in place. They were just really excited. It was an asset-based plan. It's going to pay them back. And kind of going through with what they have and what to look for and things that they need to know that was important about the policy. And Tim just had one question for me. And actually, it wasn't even a question. It was more of a comment. And he said, Brian, I am so glad we found you, and I am so glad that we have this coverage in place, but I still don't understand why any insurance company would pay us back more if we don't use our plan. I guess I just don't understand how these plans really work. And so, you know, we had talked about this kind of in detail process, but this was just an overarching comment that he made. You know, he was kind of laughing a little bit about it, saying, I guess I'm just not that smart. And I thought, you know, this is a great question, Tim, and I'm going to do my best to explain this. And I thought, you know, what a great topic for a podcast so that more people can understand the basis of these asset-based plans and really what makes them work, what makes them tick. So let's go back to the very basics for just a minute. When I say asset-based plan or asset-based long-term care plans, simply put, they are long-term care insurance plans that pay you back if you don't use them. Or another way to look at it is these are plans that have value in them outside of just the long-term care insurance coverage. Now, think about your house or your auto insurance. The only value in those policies is the coverage that they provide if you go on claim. You know, you wreck your car, your house catches on fire, you make a claim. Traditional long-term care insurance, which is what most people think of, works the same way as your home insurance, your auto insurance, or your health insurance. The only value comes from when you have a claim. You know, it's just the same as our health insurance. It doesn't give us any other value unless we need it. We have to go to the doctor, and then it steps up and it pays, you know, whatever per the contract. So outside of that, insurance just is simply an expense. I like to say it's the boat payment without the boat in a lot of cases. You know, that's the way I feel with health insurance. I'm making a boat payment and I don't have a boat. I'm actually making a very big boat payment for the health insurance. It's kind of expensive. So asset-based plans have value. We like to call it win, lose, or draw. And let me explain what I mean by this. Win means I live a nice long life. I have one bad night, it's on my pillow, I die in my sleep, that's it. I never needed long-term care. Well, the nice thing about asset-based plans is all that money I put into the plan isn't wasted. I'm going to get some of that money back. Maybe all of it, maybe some of it, maybe most of it, maybe a little bit more than I put in. If I lose, which means I end up in long-term care, that's why we got the insurance, right? Or I got the house insurance because our house catches on fire. Well, if I lose and I need long-term care, I can get tax-free benefits to pay for that care up to a lifetime of benefits. So that's the leverage. That's why we get the insurance. And then draw is what if something changes? I get divorced. I lose my job. My favorite saying, Bernie Sanders is elected, which, you know, he's pretty close. Polls say that he could win and everything is free. Right? We go to the socialist society. Everything is free. Well, I don't need my long-term care insurance anymore. Uncle Sam's going to take care of me or Uncle Bernie's going to take care of me. So I want my money back that I put into that plan. That would be draw. So this is the key distinction and what separates them from traditional long-term care insurance plans that most people are familiar with. There is value in an asset-based plan regardless of the outcome, win, lose, or draw. So if we're looking at these asset plans, what makes them work? It sounds to a lot of people that have never heard about these plans, it really sounds too good to be true. And I get that. You know, I'd be happy to get half of my homeowner's insurance back when I go sell my house if I've never made a claim. You know, let alone all of it or more than I paid them. So we need to just dig a little bit deeper into these asset-based plans. The IRS calls them linked benefits, as in two benefits that are linked together. And I want you to think of benefit. When I say benefit, I want you to think of a bucket of money, two separate buckets of money that are connected together or linked together. The insurance carrier refers to the first bucket, so bucket number one, again, picture bucket of money. They call this a specific amount, a face amount, an initial benefit, a contract value. There's different names that they use for this first benefit. This benefit is considered one of two things. It's either some form of life insurance, and it's going to be permanent life insurance, so like a whole life insurance policy or a universal life insurance policy, or it's going to comprise of some kind of savings-based vehicle, which is usually just a deferred annuity. An annuity is just a lump of cash that's deferred, just means that we're deferring taxes on it. So the interest that you're earning on that is growing tax deferred. And so that's what they mean by a deferred annuity. I'm deferring taking the money out till later, and I'm also deferring paying any taxes on the growth. So they work, you know, kind of like a retirement account, basically. So that first benefit, that first part of the linked benefit, that first bucket is either going to be life insurance or it's going to be annuity. It's going to be one of those two. It's not going to be the other. Now, this is where the value in the policy lies. So when we talk about asset-based policies, the actual value, the money that comes back to us lies in that first bucket. So if you end up in a long-term care situation, the IRS says, well, you can use that first bucket of money, the life insurance, for example, for long-term care while you're alive. You don't have to die to get that money out tax-free as long as you're using it for long-term care. Or if it's an annuity, you can use the cash value in that first bucket for long-term care service when you need long-term care services. You can pull it out tax-free for care. But there's usually some kind of limitation. And really what the IRS is doing is saying you can't take all your money out. You put $100,000 in, you can't have $100,000 out tax-free month one. What they're going to do is make you spread it out. And usually the withdrawal period is 24 months is what we see kind of standard. So they're saying you can pull all of that money out tax-free over a period of 24 months. That's what you have to do, minimum of 24 months. If you're using less than what you can pull out, it might last you longer, but that's going to be the shortest period of time that you can pull it out, as we'll just say 24 months. So you're going to get all of that money out of bucket one in 24 months. Now, if you never end up on claim, the value of that first bucket is going to be passed back to your estate. If it's in the form of a death benefit, it's going to come back tax-free. And this is really beneficial if you're getting more back than you put into the policy. If it's in an annuity or a savings-based bucket, anything paid back that exceeds what you deposited into that account is going to be considered taxable. It's just like interest that you earn on an account. You're going to have to claim the interest that you earn and pay income tax on that portion. Now, down the road, if you need to cancel your policy, you will receive the value of bucket one. This is called the surrender value. So again, this is the win, lose, or draw. So now we're talking about the draw. I don't need this policy. I want it back. How much money am I going to get back? Well, it could be all that you put in. It could be less than what you put in. It could be more than what you put in. It's going to depend on how you design the policy. But my takeaway is win, lose, or draw, there is value in the policy that comes from bucket one, or the first bucket that is linked together with that second bucket. So now let's jump over to bucket two. So we just talked about the first linked benefit. Bucket two is the second bucket of money. Think of this bucket as just pure insurance. In fact, you can think of it as a traditional long-term care plan without any ongoing payments. It's just there to provide long-term care benefits. The second bucket of money is to continue that benefit that you took out of the first bucket after you exhaust that. So this portion of the policy is usually called something like a continuation of benefits or an extension of benefits, or maybe total benefits or combined benefits or maximum benefits. It doesn't matter what the insurance calls it. It's just really an extension of the monthly benefit. So if I'm pulling out $5,000 a month out of bucket one and I exhaust that, well, now bucket two is going to kick in and it's going to pay me that same $5,000 a month for however long I set that up. Now, the combination of benefits can range from another year to a lifetime of long-term care coverage. Now, many carriers limit this to around 4 years. And so you have 2 years on the first bucket of money, 4 years on the second bucket of money. Some will limit it to 5 years, so you have a total of 7 years of coverage. And a quick side note, when I say another 4 years, that's the minimum amount of time that that policy is going to last if you're taking out the maximum every single month. So think what we're doing here. The IRS has said, we're going to allow you to set up two distinct benefits that can be used together for long-term care services tax-free. The first benefit has some kind of value to it outside of long-term care insurance. And if that's not used, that's always going to come back to you. The second bucket, or that second linked benefit, provides additional long-term care insurance for as long as you choose. That could be up to a lifetime of coverage. The value of the policy, whether it's life insurance benefit or a savings-based, that annuity-based benefit, is just part of the overall value of the long-term care coverage. It's not the total amount of coverage. It's just part of the coverage. It's really designed to get money back to you. And this is a key point. I want you to understand this. Really what we're saying on this is that, you know, if you go out and you purchase life insurance or you purchase an annuity with a chronic care rider on it, that's what a lot of people are trying to sell. Really, what are they selling? They're just selling you the life insurance. That's it. And, oh, you can use it as chronic care insurance. Well, chronic care is not the same as a long-term care rider. It's illegal to actually market these policies as long-term care insurance. A lot of agents do this because they don't have to have the long-term care insurance to do this. And there's a lot of downsides. I've done a whole show on the difference between chronic care riders and long-term care riders, so I don't want to get too stuck in down in the weeds on this, but you just have to understand that a chronic care rider does not trigger the same way. It doesn't have to pay out the same way as long-term care insurance, and those benefits are not always received tax-free. And the biggest thing, the reason why a lot of carriers or a lot of advisors are trying to push those chronic care riders is because they can also change the cost structure, meaning that you don't know how much long-term care you're going to get or what the cost is until you actually try to use it in a chronic care situation. So just be very, very aware that there is a difference between chronic care and long-term care riders. I'm looking at the clock here. I need to squeeze in a quick break, but stick around. When I come back, we'll jump into why asset-based plans work and why they are a better option than self-insuring. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free live webinar classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
Finding a secure investment in this financially volatile time seems tough, but crazy financial times also create smart opportunities. One of these smart opportunities is long-term care insurance from 525 Advisors. If you repositioned some of your savings and got three times your investment in long-term care coverage tax-free and got all your money back if you never used it, wouldn't you at least want to learn more about it? Well, you can. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for their next free long-term care planning live webinar. Go to 525longtermcare.com and sign up. You'll learn about smart ways to self-insure, including new plans with guaranteed leverage that turn every dollar into $3 of long-term care coverage tax-free with every dollar back if you never use it. Don't wait until you're older to get long-term care coverage. Look into this opportunity now from 525 Advisors, one that gives you a secure return. Go to 525longtermcare.com and sign up for the next free live webinar. That's 525longtermcare.com.
The fact is, most of us have known somebody who needed long-term care. That's when a person reaches a stage in life requiring somebody else to help with basic daily activities due to physical conditions or a cognitive disease. Now, most of the time, long-term care starts in the home, which allows the individual to stay in a familiar setting. The price for long-term care can be expensive, and it could go on for years. Financial experts suggest purchasing long-term care insurance before you retire. Why? Because 7 out of 10 65-year-olds will need some sort of long-term care in the future. If you've never looked at long-term care insurance because you didn't know where to start, now you know where to start with 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors, local experts specializing in long-term care insurance, and they have plans that are guaranteed to pay you back if you never make use of them. Protect yourself and your family members from the financial cost of extended health care. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Sign up for the next free long-term care live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com. This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio Podcast. Couple classes coming up. We are rolling into April, and I'm going to move them up a little bit. I've got some travel lined up in April, so we're going to do our first class, our first live class on Saturday the 1st, and our second class on Thursday the 6th, so you can get all that information at 525longtermcare.com. Also, feel free to download and subscribe to the podcast, because you'll get a notice that way when we release these. We get a new one out every week. So if you just tune in, we started off today talking about a comment that a client of mine made saying, hey, you know, I still don't get how these asset-based plans work and how the company could pay him back. And, you know, it just doesn't make sense to me. And again, I think a lot of it is because people look at themselves individually, like the company's looking at them just individually. And, you know, we discussed in the beginning of the show that, you know, these are called linked benefits, and you need to really think of them as two buckets of money. Bucket one has value that's going to come back to you. Bucket two provides additional long-term care insurance. And so really what I tell people what we're doing with these asset-based plans is, you know, it's a better way to self-insure, but what we're really doing is we're insuring both ends of the yardstick, right? I don't need the plan. My money's not wasted. However, if I do need long-term care, I can have up to a lifetime of tax-free long-term care benefits. So that's really what makes them popular. And oh, by the way, if I Bernie's in and everything's free, I'm going to be able to cancel that plan and get my money back. That's what people like about them. So let's jump into what makes these plans work and why they're a better alternative to self-insuring. First off, there's one major difference between asset-based plans and traditional plans, and it's in the way that they are funded, or should I say the way they can be funded. And let me explain that. For the most part, traditional plans simply have ongoing payments. I say for the most part because there are a couple carriers out there that will allow you to pay a plan up in 10 years that are on traditional plans. But we don't see that very often. We use it for C corporations that can deduct the premiums. But for the average person, you're better off if you're doing a 10-pay just to move to an asset-based plan, because the traditional plans aren't going to pay you back. They're just the expense is the same, but you don't get anything back. So as a general rule, they are just paid over time, just like our homeowner's insurance, our car insurance, our health insurance. We keep writing that check to keep the policies in force. Now, asset-based plans can be funded in a variety of ways. Now, let's talk about that. So I can take an asset-based plan out, and I can do it with one single lump sum payment. I can do it with a limited pay, which means 5 years or 10 annual payments or 20 annual payments. I have a company that allows you to have a paid up at 65. So if you're 56, you could say, well, 9 payments would pay that up. You can do a combination of that, like a smaller single lump sum and 5 annual payments or 10 annual payments. And I have two companies that actually do ongoing payments, so they kind of mimic a traditional plan. But we don't do that very often because, again, most people with asset-based plans don't want ongoing payments. What they're really looking for is to say, hey, I'm going to reposition some assets, or I'm going to fund this over a certain period of time and just know that it's paid up. But one of the key differences is you're putting more money into your plan up front on an asset-based plan than you are on a traditional plan. Now, let's look at just an obvious example, a single-pay asset care plan. In this situation, you're paying all your premium up front. You're just walking in saying, hey, here's a check. Here's $200,000. I'm walking away. The insurance companies take that money, and what do? They put it to work, which most of them are just going to buy government treasuries because they're cash reserve companies. If you are paying over time on an ongoing traditional plan, what are you doing? You're inching that money in. You're putting a little bit in every single year. Now, the deal is, what happens when you go on claim with any type of insurance? What are they doing? Well, the insurance company is just simply giving your money back first that you already gave them, right? That's it. And all the premiums we pay is that's it. I mean, if you go out and you get a fender bender and it costs you $5,000 to fix it on your car, but you've paid premiums for 20 years of $500 a year, well, what's happening? Well, you're just getting your money back. The reason why we're paying that $500 a year, because you might have totaled your whole car, right? You don't know what happens. And so that's just how insurance works. They're giving us our money back first. So when we look at asset-based plans, they are more advantageous for the insurance carrier because, number one, we're getting more of that premium into our policy up front. We're actually giving them the more money. Therefore, the insurance companies have less risk, and they can provide different services. It gives them the chance to provide additional benefits. And one of those benefits is going to be giving you your money back if you don't use them. So again, insurance companies use actuarial science. The insurance companies have a pretty good idea of what percentage of clients are going to make a claim and what the magnitude of those claims are going to be. Now, they don't know if it's you or it's I that's actually going to end up on claim. What they're looking at is the collective. You know, remember Star Wars, the Borg, the collective? They're looking at the entire village of a million people and saying, out of that million people, this is what the data tells them. And it works the same with all insurance. Out of a million homeowners, X amount will catch on fire, and out of that, X percent will burn completely down. And so that's just the actuarial science that they're doing. You know, take a 16-year-old boy driving. This is a lesson that I taught my son because he had to pay for his own car insurance. I said, that's the deal if you're going to drive. Well, guess what the insurance companies know about 16-year-old boys based on their actuarial science? 99.9% of them are going to get in the car, whatever the car it is, and the first thing they're going to do is they're going to punch the gas and they're going to see how fast it can go. I was one of them. I did it. And the insurance companies also know that for a lot of those kids that do that, the outcome's not going to be good. So again, boys that are 16 years old that are just starting to drive have much higher insurance. In fact, his insurance cost more than it cost my wife and I to insure three cars combined. So it was kind of funny. It was a lesson he learned. So we know that using assets and putting them into the insurance company is better for the insurance company up front, right? It just lowers their risk. But why is it better for us? Why do asset-based plans even make sense for us as clients? Well, first off, we're self-insuring if we don't have long-term care insurance. That's it, right? We're paying for everything. All the risk is on us. It's the same with your home. If you pay your home off, you don't have to have homeowners insurance. It's called self-insuring. It just means that you're going to be responsible for fixing it. If it catches on fire or if the whole thing burns down, you've got to pay to rebuild it. That's the deal. So what we do with insurance is, you know, insurance provides us that stopgap. If we run out of our assets, if we're self-insuring, we're just going to spend all of our assets down. But with insurance, what we're trying to do is we're trying to prevent ourselves from running out of those assets, because in long-term care, especially, you run out of assets, you become a ward of the state, you end up on what they call Medicaid. And so that's what we're trying to do. So by repositioning some of our assets, we get insurance. Or another way to say it is we get leverage. We get a multiple of our money back to pay for care, protecting all of our other assets. It's the way the homeowner's insurance works. I'm going to give them $2,000 this year to insure my home. Why? Because if it burns down, they're going to give me $500,000 to rebuild it or whatever it costs. That's why we do that. We get that leverage. And quite frankly, it's just simply a better way to self-insure. That's what these asset-based plans are. Because again, I can keep my $200,000. I can put it in the bank account or put it in the stock market and hope it does well. But when that money runs out, then I have to find more money to pay for care, meaning I have to convert more assets. Whereas if I move it to the insurance company, guess what? I get that immediate leverage. Maybe I get $3 for every dollar I give them, or maybe I get an unlimited lifetime benefit. The point is I'm getting that leverage day one, and it's a guarantee. So the insurance company knows that not everybody that gives them money is going to go on claim. And those that do on claim, X amount are going to die in a year, X amount in 2 years. This is just the actuarial science. So by giving them money up front and allowing them to work that, that allows those insurance companies to put themselves in a situation where they can do things like return premiums back to those people who don't use it. And that's the key. And so what everybody wants to know is like, why does it work? How does it work? Well, you notice traditional plans, you're paying them $6,000 a year on an ongoing basis. They don't give you any money back if you don't use it. I mean, sure, you can buy a rider, but what that simply says is, oh, give us $12,000 a year and then we'll give you half your money back if you don't use it. I mean, so it doesn't make sense. But the asset-based plans are just designed differently. And the more money you put into that insurance company up front, the better it's going to be from you as a return if you don't use your plan. I mean, it's just simple math. It's risk mitigation from the insurance company. And for us, it's just the same as buying a car, right? If I go in, I just write a check for it, I'm going to pay less than if I finance it for 6 years. So that's the general principle. And what you need to understand is these asset-based plans give us that flexibility to fund them in different ways. And that's why some of these plans will actually pay us back more than we put in if we don't use them. Now, I've got to take a quick break from the news, but stick around. When we come back, I'm going to introduce you to Greg and Cindy. We were able to reposition some of their assets for lifetime benefits on long-term care, and they're going to get 22% more back than they put into their plan. I'll explain how we did it when we get back.
Avoid the mistake of paying unnecessary taxes, guarantee the quality of your care, and preserve your legacy and wealth. by setting up your own tax-free long-term care plan. Learn more by attending Brian's free live webinar class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
All right, and welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio Podcast. If you're new, you just joined us, or you stumbled on us on a radio station. We're on a couple different radio stations, a few of them out there now. Podcasts are available at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com, top of the webpage, click podcast. You can download all of our old ones. You can subscribe. You'll get notified when the new ones come out. And a lot of times you might hear part of this program and then be like, oh, I missed it. Well, you can just go back and listen to the whole thing whenever you're ready. So we always make that available. We do have a couple classes coming up for April. Those will be on our calendar. You'll see just attend an event at the top of our webpage. Click on that. The events are free. We don't spam you. We don't email you. All we do is we send you a link when we're ready, and you can join us, and it's a live class, and you'll get to meet me and get my meet my case manager, Madeline, and we'll answer, go through the program and then answer your questions. So pretty slick deal. We've been doing that for years now. So at the bottom of the hour, it's our client of the week, and I will tell you, saddle in and buckle up, because I always get excited on these client of the weeks, and I go a little bit long usually, but this is the meat of the show, I think. And the client of the week is simply talking about how we designed a plan, how we helped somebody, what was important to them, why we went down the path we did. And the idea for you is to just wrap your mind around the different options that we have. Last week, I had one where, a business owner coming in, putting some money in and spreading some payments out over time. The time before that was a lady just getting supplemental, using some inheritance. And then we have some big, single lump sum. So just again, it's not about the numbers. It's about understanding that you get to design a custom plan that's right for you. That's what we help you do. And this week, I'll introduce you to Greg, who is 66, Cindy, who is 64, both recently retired, and just kind of working on the retirement planning, right? What do we want to do moving into the future? How are we going to pull our income out? What are we going to travel, do this, all these other things, estate planning, things like that. One of the things they really wanted to investigate was long-term care insurance. Greg and Cindy were told by their advisor that they were too old for long-term care insurance. And then Cindy heard our podcast. They started listening to it. They decided to reach out and give us a call because they heard some of our clients of the week that were older than they were. And they thought, well, if they're getting insurance, how come we can't get it? So they called us. And I will tell you, that's the whole point of this show. It's the reason why I'm so passionate about long-term care radio. It's just a lack of knowledge out there. And when I say that, it's not from you. It's not from the listeners. It's from the advisors, financial advisors, attorneys, CPAs that know enough to be dangerous, right? Everything they know about long-term care fits on a bumper sticker. It's expensive. You're too old. You got to get it when you're 50, whatever. Just don't listen to any of that nonsense. We've got clients. I've got one of my oldest clients is actually on a claim right now, and she took her policy out at 84 just before her 85th birthday. She's 89. She's got coverage. So don't ever let anybody tell you you're too old. It's your health that drives it. Check in. As long as you're under 85, there's probably something that we can do for you. So anyway, here's their concerns. Parents of two, grandchildren of three, the kids are young, or the grandkids are relatively young. They just didn't want to be a burden on anybody. They were trying to figure out how much money they needed to set aside to cover the future care for long-term care. You know, what happens if they end up in an extended care situation? They've read articles. You need $250,000 per head. That's a very common figure that you see out there in retirement. And so they were trying to figure all this out. And that's the problem when you're self-insuring, right? My house is going to probably catch on fire. I've got a 70% chance that my house is going to catch on fire. Okay, so I need to set some money aside because I'm self-insuring. Well, it could be just a kitchen fire. It could be, a few cupboards, a new stove. Maybe that's $10,000. Or what if the whole thing burns down? How much is that going to cost me to fix? And when's it going to burn down if it burns all the way down? How much is lumber going to be there? A 2x4 went from like $3 to $10 during COVID. How much is it going to be when my house burns down? So you just never figure that out, right? And that's what drives me crazy about these financial advisors. You'll probably be okay. The key word is probably. You're hoping. It's a hope and a prayer. You have no idea if you're going to be okay or not. So what we're trying to do with the insurance is say, look, we have a defined bucket of money. we don't know if that's going to be enough to pay for everything, but we know that we have this defined bucket of money that's going to pay for care regardless of what is going on out there. So that's what, you know, one of their big concerns, trying to figure out how much they need to set aside. They were concerned about an extended care situation wiping out their assets, or more importantly, forcing them to sell assets they didn't want to, and I'll get into that in a second. Cindy was worried that she would outlive Greg, and they both wanted to make sure that they had the resources there to get her the help that she needs so the kids didn't have to step in. And Greg also said, look, I don't want Cindy to have to give up her life if something happens to me. He had a friend that had a stroke, and his buddy's wife ended up being a live-at-home nurse, basically. And he said, I don't want that for my wife. I want my wife to be a grandmother and a mother to my kids. I want a policy that if I need to go to assisted living or we need to bring somebody in that will pay for that so my wife can go on for his life. And that's really, you know, that's a great attitude to have. And I think there's a lot of men out there. I'm going to pick on men. I'm one of them. That just think, well, women, my wife will take care of me. And it's like, yeah, that's not really fair. You need to think that through. So Greg was very, you know, forward-thinking, forward-leaning, and that was a great point that he made. I don't want my wife to give up her life if something does happen to me. Here's what we found out about him. Both of them are in pretty good shape. Blood pressure issues, a little bit of high cholesterol. Cindy had a knee replaced a year ago, but she was doing really well. No, you know, out of physical therapy, had no options from that. So that's fine. You know, if you've had a hip replaced, your knee replaced, and you're doing fine, that's great. They owned a home. They owned a small apartment complex. It was like a little six-unit apartment complex, and so they owned that. That provided them income. They had a second home, which was really just a cabin up in the mountains that the family enjoyed. They had retirement funds. They had cash savings. They were going to wait on Social Security. They just didn't need the income right now, so they just were letting their Social Security grow at that 8% a year, which I think is smart. Greg and Cindy both had pensions, and so overall, they were in good shape. I mean, the way they looked at it is between the rental income, the Social Security, and the pensions, that should cover all of their needs, basically. So what they didn't want to have to do was sell off assets, otherwise drain the retirement account or sell the sixplex if they end up in a long-term care situation. That's what was just kind of driving them. The kids and the grandkids all live locally, so they really planned on spending as much time with them, and they wanted the freedom to do things with them and, you know, go skiing and take them to Disneyland and do all those things that they do. So here's what they wanted from a plan. Greg kind of laughed at me. I remember this. He was such a fun guy to work with. And he said, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I was just told I was too old. So now you're asking me what I want from a plan. I figured if I had any choices, it would be a choice. And you're asking me this. So he goes, but thank you for asking. I mean, he was just kind of chuckling about this. But here's what it really boiled down to. They wanted something to protect and basically supplement their income. The way their pensions were set up, they did not pass on to each other. This was a key point, too. A lot of times you can take pensions out. You can maximize your pension if it's just for one life. But if you say, well, I want it to go to my spouse, well, then you got to take less. And so since they each had pension, they both said, well, we'll just maximize our pensions. And then if one of us die, you know, Social Security, you're going to get the higher of the Social Security, but you would get your own pension. And so they wanted something that would supplement this in case one of them did pass away. They wanted something to basically give them lifetime coverage. They've said, this is the other thing. We know we have Social Security. We know we have pension. That's forever. If we keep our rental apartment and we turn that over to the kids, that should be regular, consistent income too. We want long-term care that we know that we can match up with those things. They wanted a plan that allowed them to bring workers into their own home. They liked the idea of money going back to the estate if they did not use their plan. Cindy loved the idea of that concierge claim support I talk about. This is where some companies, you know, they'll assign somebody to you. So when you call in, they actually have one person that's, just think of them as the travel guide. They're going to help you from everything from finding care to making sure your care is managed to finding a new location if you need to move, whatever it is. So just really great. They also, you know, weren't sure how they were going to pay for it, but they thought, well, we could pay over time. We do have pretty consistent income, but ideally we might just want to pay for it up front too. And I said, yeah, that's fine. We're going to talk about that. We do two things whenever we're planning for long-term care. We figure out the benefit that we want. We figure out what we want, concierge service. We want lifetime payouts, all those things. And then what we do is once we've settled on a type of plan, we figure out the best way to fund it, because a lot of these plans give us a lot of options, including this one. So here's what we designed for them. We set up an asset-based plan with lifetime benefits for each of them. So that means when they go on claim, they're never going to run out of their long-term care benefits. They will keep rolling in for as long as they need them. Again, I just got back from an insurance carrier. They've got a claim that's 14 years old right now, and it's still going. So that's what I mean. You have lifetime benefits. You don't run out after 3 years. It just keeps coming in. They decided on $7,000 a month of benefits. So that's $84,000 a year. That is per person. That is not a split benefit. That's not $3,500 per person. It's $7,000 per person. So if they're both on claim, they're pulling out $14,000 a month or $168,000 a year if they're both on claim for as long as they need it. So that's the benefit they chose. They're not going to run out of money. They know they've got $84,000 per year per person for as long as they need it. One person cannot have an effect on the other person's benefit. That's what's nice about these lifetime benefit plans. They get $14,000 for caregiver training. That's if one of them needs to take a class or their kids or somebody. They get $14,000 on medical and home improvements. So that's things like, hey, I need a stair lift because I had a stroke and I'm having problems walking in my bedrooms upstairs. Or I need grab handles, or I need a wheelchair ramp, or I need a intravenous pump, or whatever it is. So they've got another $14,000 they can spend on that. Now, their plan is going to pay their estate back $233,000 or less if they never use their plan. And what I mean by that, they never trigger a claim. $233,000 is paid back tax-free to the estate. If they use less than $233,000 of long-term care insurance, the difference is paid back to the estate. So this is what we're talking about, asset-based plans. There's value in that policy. They're going to get $233,000 out of this either tax-free death benefit, long-term care benefit, or a combination of two. That's the minimum they'll get out of that. But remember, maximum is unlimited. They can pull out $84,000 per person per year for as long as they need it for long-term care. The plan has a concierge claim support. The coverage is good in all 50 states, the territories of the United States. It's good in Canada. And there's even some international coverage, meaning if I'm, you know, in a train wreck in Europe and they've got to stabilize me for 6 months before they can get me home, I'm going to have some coverage there as well, too. So that is their plan, right? $7,000 a month, $233,000 coming back to the estate. Well, let's talk about how we funded it. How did they pay for this? So again, they weren't sure how they were going to do this. So what we did is we said, well, let's look at the different options. You can do it in a lump sum. You can do it over time. So let's just take a peek at these different options. First option, number one, you can make 10 payments, 10 guaranteed level payments of $26,000. Well, what is that? That's $263,000 over those 10 years. That's how much they would put in. And remember, the death benefit's $233,000. So in that situation, they put $263,000 in. The insurance company's saying you're going to get $233,000 back. You're going to get a little bit less back than you put in. And why? Because there's more risk to the insurance company. These people are inching that money in over time. And what happens if one of them goes on claim at year five? Well, they don't make the last five payments. As long as you're receiving benefits from the insurance company, you're not making payments. That's called waiver premium. It works on these asset-based plans too. So more risk means you're going to inch the money in. You can spread it out over time, but you're going to get a little bit less than if you put in if you make all 10 payments. Option number two, you could make five annual payments. So this is just payment right up front and then four more annual payments starting year two, total of $49,441 a year. That's a total of $247,000 going into that plan. Again, $7,000 a month for each of them, lifetime $233,000 coming back. Okay, so that's option number two, 5 years or 10 years. They could choose either one of those. And then the last option we looked at was a single payment. Just walk right in and write a check, and that premium amount is $191,179. Okay, so now remember the plan's the same regardless of how you pay. The same benefits, the same amount coming back to the estate. So really what you're trying to decide is, okay, I'm getting $7,000 a month for life, or $84,000 a year, or $168,000 a year for both on claim, tax-free for the rest of our life. That's my long-term care coverage. I get $233,000 back if I don't use it, or if I use less than $233,000, the difference is paid back. And I have a choice to pay. I can pay the insurance company $191,000 up front, $247,000 over 5 years, $263,000 over 10 years. The choice is mine. This is a perfect example of how these asset-based plans work. Now, remember, we're adding risk when we spread that out to the insurance company because, again, on a 10 pay, well, they could both go out and die in year two, and guess what happens? Well, the insurance company's writing a check for $233,000. That's how that life insurance component of the linked benefit works. they could go on claim at year two, and guess what? They're not making any more payments. So what happens? Well, the insurance company starts paying out $7,000 a month to whoever's on claim, or $7,000 to each of them if they're both on claim, and they're not making any more payments. But the trade-off for that, that is riskier to the insurance company, so they're, you're not gonna, they're going to have to raise the premium. Right? It's just like financing a car. So this is really a personal choice, and I'm not saying there's a right or there's a wrong way. I have a 10-pay. Now, we talked about this. They could have done the 10-pay. They chose the single pay. And when we looked at it, we said, well, you can do a 10-pay, and you can deduct some of the premium. The IRS says from a 61- to 70-year-old, you can deduct about $4,700 a year. But they really didn't have business income. They had rental income, and when they added up the difference, a lot of it for Greg just said, you know, quite frankly, I just don't want the payments. I have the cash. They had sold some other property a few years ago. It was sitting on cash. He said, I'm not putting it in the market. I'd rather just be one and done on this. I'm going to put $191 in. I know I'm getting at least $233 out of this. And guess what? If we need long-term care, we each have $84,000 plus our pension, plus our Social Security for the rest of our life. He goes, that will protect our estate. I'm fine with it. So that's the beauty of this. And that's really what's wonderful about asset-based plans. You're in control. You decide how much benefit you want, how long you want that to pay out. And then we also figure out what's the proper way to fund it. What's the best way for you? There's not a right or wrong answer. And what does it do for them? Great peace of mind. They got that coverage that their advisor told them they were too old for. And guess what? They just know now that they don't have to worry about selling that apartment complex down the road in case something bad happens. They've got a source of tax-free income to provide them coverage for long-term care if they need it. I'm looking at my clock here, going long as always, so I got to sneak in my final break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
New asset-based programs protect your savings and your family, and even pay you back if you never use them. Make sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free live webinar classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Finding a secure investment in this financially volatile time seems tough, but crazy financial times also create smart opportunities. One of these smart opportunities is long-term care insurance from 525 Advisors. If you repositioned some of your savings and got three times your investment in long-term care coverage tax-free and got all your money back if you never used it, wouldn't you at least want to learn more about it? Well, you can. Join my friends from 525 Advisors for their next free long-term care planning live webinar. Go to 525longtermcare.com and sign up. You'll learn about smart ways to self-insure, including new plans with guaranteed leverage that turn every dollar into $3 of long-term care coverage tax-free with every dollar back if you never use it. Don't wait until you're older to get long-term care coverage. Look into this opportunity now from 525 Advisors, one that gives you a secure return. Go to 525longtermcare.com and sign up for the next free live webinar. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors. Over the years, I've had the opportunity to protect many people and their families with long-term care planning. However, I've also seen how long-term care events devastate families and turn the last years for the family into their worst years. Many people believe the downside from a long-term care situation is limited to financial loss. Yet often, it's the emotional damage that lingers and hurts the family members the most. Watching a loved one go through their savings is one thing, but watching a loved one lose their dignity is far worse. Long-term care insurance provides a dedicated source of funds to help pay for your care when you need it. But more importantly, it provides you with a team of trained professionals that will help you and your family manage your care. Learn how you can stay in control of your care options, maintain your dignity, and protect the people you care about most by attending one of our upcoming live webinars. Sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
All right, and we're back. And thanks again for tuning in. I do appreciate your interest to the Long-Term Care Radio podcast. It's, again, the idea of this is just to be educational. And I'm not the best at this. In fact, I tell everybody, I got a C in public speaking in college. I know that. And so But I work on this really hard every week, and hopefully just to enlighten you about understanding the options out there. And the reason why, you know, the statistics are stacked against us. You know, 70% of us are going to end up in a long-term care situation. If you're looking at a married couple, it's a 92% chance that at least one of them are going to end up in a long-term care situation. So what we're trying to do is just say, look, there are some options out there. You don't have to go on and take this on your own or dump the burden on your family and worry about the financial costs. There's some really, really great plans out there, and these asset-based plans are just a classic example. Now, remember, we've got two classes coming up in April. It's going to be on the 1st, which is a Saturday morning, and then on the 6th, which is a Thursday afternoon. The idea of the classes, find out what long-term care is, find out what it pays for, find out what Medicare pays for, what Medicaid, what the VA covers, find out about your options, traditional plans versus asset-based plans, the different types of asset-based plans, lifetime benefits, savings-based plans, cash indemnity plans. You're going to learn all of that in a nice little 45-minute package. And we're going to go through some examples. We're going to compare long-term care planning to self-insuring to Medicaid planning or what they call legal planning. And we're going to go through all of that and then answer your questions. And that's the format of these classes. You can't fill out an application. There's no buy something today or there's none of that. It's just like educate yourself. And we'll send you a book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. And then when you're ready, guess what? We will then start the process with you. We'll get you pre-screened. We'll find out what options you have. And then we'll start talking about designing a custom plan and see if we can find something that makes sense for you. And I'm telling you, folks, it's different for everybody. Everybody's at a different stage in their life. Everybody has different things to protect. Everybody has different ways to fund plans. That's what we're going to do is try to figure out how to get the right plan for your situation. And so sign up for one of those classes at 525longtermcare.com. Also download and subscribe to our podcast. We're really trying to grow that because that really helps get the message out there. And again, the takeaway today, just classic. You know, my client just was like, well, I still don't, you know, I'm giggling. I don't get, but this is too good to be true. They're going to pay me back if I don't use it. That doesn't sound like insurance. It's like, well, it is. And hopefully we enlightened it today by just understanding that the insurance companies aren't guessing. They use actuarial science, and they're studying data, and they have a pretty good idea. They can look down, and it's like, you know what? Not all long-term care events are catastrophic. A lot of them, again, a third of the people die within a year. But the problem is we don't know as individuals. Are we going to die in 2 months? Are we never going to go on claim? Are we going to end up in a 22-year claim or a 14-year claim or be diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's at 59 and a half? I mean, we don't know. I mean, I've got a client that's 62 that's on claim that she took her policy out at 59. She's diagnosed with ALS. What if she would have waited until she was 65 or 62? She would have never got insurance. So we don't know, and that's what the insurance companies don't know either. But what they do know is that we're going to look at that village. We're going to look at the collective out of that million people. This is what the data tells us. And then they adjust accordingly. So when you have things like COVID, whatever happens, right? You have hurricanes that start ripping through Florida. If you're a property casualty insurance company, they start adjusting data and adjusting rates. So for us, what we're really trying to do is just put some guarantees in place, and we're trying to mitigate the loss to us personally if that does happen. And like I say, if you're moving into a retirement community and they say, oh, by the way, this is 65 and over community, lots of nice houses here, but 7 out of 10 of the houses catch on fire in this community. Do you want insurance? You'd be like, heck yeah. Well, how much insurance you want? I'd insure the whole kit and caboodle, right? Even though not all of them burn all the way down. So when we look at a long-term care situation with these new programs that pay us back, it's even better. I would insure everything in my life this way. I mean, especially like my kids' car insurance. I look at that and I think, how much money are we bleeding into auto insurance? And in fact, I will just tell you right now, the insurance for my son, it costs more on the insurance than the actual car we would get back if he goes out and wrecks it. We got like a $2,500 car. It's not going to – anyway, different story. So I'm going down in the weeds on this, I know, but I just want you guys to understand that what we're trying to do with insurance is we are trying to mitigate a risk. What the insurance companies are trying to do is manage risk, and they're really good at that. And so these asset-based plans lower the risk for the insurance company, which in return gives us the benefits of being able to set plans up that are going to pay us back. Just like our client of the week, they're going to put $191 in, they're going to get more money back than they put into it. Now, if they decided to pay that over 10 years, they would put more money into their plan than they got back. They would still have lifetime benefits, But why did that change? Because we changed the benefits for the insurance company and for us. Because the trade-off we get on a 10-pay is if something happens bad to us within those 10 years, maybe we don't make all 10 payments. And so the insurance company has to factor that in. So it just balances out, and you have those options today. And I'm just telling you what, we're all self-insuring. It's a better way to self-insure because that's what we're doing. You can take $200,000 like that, $191,000 for our client of the week. All right, go put your $191,000 to work. What do you do with it? How do you guarantee that that's going to be there to pay for that care when you need it at $7,000 a month? How long is that going to last? Well, you're kind of guessing, right? You can hope you put it in the stock market, or you're going to put it in a CD, which is not going to grow at all. But it's a finite amount. You don't get the leverage. You don't get the tax benefits. You don't get the concierge claim service. You don't get any of that. But if you put the $191,000 into the insurance company, you get all those things. You get all the guarantees. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to give you some money back. We're going to give you, in this case, a little bit more money than you put back. And I'll just tell you my plan personally. I'm on a 10-pay. I'm going to put more money into the insurance company than I'm going to get back if I don't use it. But I'm not worried about that. Between me and my wife, 92% chance we're going to use it. I'm not worried about that. I really am not. So you personally get to make that choice. So again, you've burned another week with me. I really appreciate it. Appreciate your interest. You can jump on our website, 525longtermcare.com. You can learn more about these programs. You can attend a webinar. You can shoot us a question through there. We have examples on our website. If you're ready to move forward, we have it pretty mapped out on the process. Click on Get a Plan. We'll walk you through it, but let us know how we can help. We appreciate your interest. I'll be back next week.
You've been listening to Long-Term Care Radio with certified long-term care planning specialist, Brian Ott. You can download and subscribe to the podcast at 525longtermcare.com and learn about all the long-term care planning options available. If you have questions for Brian or would like information about any of his upcoming long-term care webinars, go to 525longtermcare.com. Be sure to join us next weekend for another edition of Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. For information, show schedules, and podcasts, go to 525longtermcare.com.
The fact is, most of us have known somebody who needed long-term care. That's when a person reaches a stage in life requiring somebody else to help with basic daily activities due to physical conditions or a cognitive disease. Now, most of the time, long-term care starts in the home, which allows the individual to stay in a familiar setting. The price for long-term care can be expensive, and it could go on for years. Financial experts suggest purchasing long-term care insurance before you retire. Why? Because 7 out of 10 65-year-olds will need some sort of long-term care in the future. If you've never looked at long-term care insurance because you didn't know where to start, now you know where to start with 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors, local experts specializing in long-term care insurance, and they have plans that are guaranteed to pay you back if you never make use of them. Protect yourself and your family members from the financial cost of extended health care. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Sign up for the next free long-term care live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.